gender. In a concerted effort to combat the deeply ingrained practice of FGM and promote gender equality, local leaders and organizations gathered at Sambala Catholic Church to engage with over 350 young boys, girls, teen mothers and FGM survivors. The event highlighted the urgent need to end FGM, improve menstrual hygiene, and encourage academic excellence in the region. Elgeyo Marakwet is one of 22 FGM hotspots in Kenya, where the harmful cultural practice remains a significant human rights violation. Speaking at the event, Maria Opondo, the founder of Blessed to Be a Blessing charity organization and a counselor and administrator at Mana Ministries International, emphasized the devastating impact of FGM on women and girls. FGM is a violation of human rights that robs women and girls of their dignity. It's time we put an end to this harmful cultural practice once and for all, said Opondo. She continued, "Today's gathering is about more than just awareness, it's about taking tangible steps toward change. We are here to empower our youth, provide them with the knowledge and resources they need to thrive, and ensure that every girl and woman in our community is protected and respected." Attendees of the event that was held at Sambala Catholic Church. The event, organized by Mana Ministries International in collaboration with All for His Glory Ministries and CORE Kenya, focused on educating participants on the dangers of FGM, the importance of menstrual hygiene, and the value of academic excellence. The program also included the distribution of hygiene kits to all attendees. Each kit contained essential items such as soap, tissue, underwear, and sanitary pads, generously donated by All for His Glory Ministries. "Thank you, All for His Glory Ministries, for your generous donations. Be blessed abundantly," said Opondo, acknowledging the support of the partnering organization. She also extended her gratitude to CORE Kenya, highlighting their ongoing partnership and the positive impact they continue to make in Elgeyo Marakwet County and beyond. She added that the initiative aligns with Sustainable Development Goal 5 Sudanese pounds, on gender equality, which aims to eliminate all harmful practices, such as FGM, by 2030. The community hopes to create a ripple effect through events like these, spreading awareness and encouraging more people to join the fight against FGM. Hashtag Preserving Her Dignity and #SDG5 Gender Equality are not just hashtags, they are our mission, concluded Opondo, adding, "Together, we can protect our girls, uplift our communities, and build a future where every woman and girl is free from the fear of FGM."